This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Wong Shaoning and Julian Ng. 7.36 in the morning, Wednesday the 26th of February. And in about half an hour, we're going to be having the Breakfast Grill, where Julian and Shaoning, you'll both be speaking with Dr. Rais Hussain, CEO of Emu Research.
That's right. We're going to be obviously talking to him about the mess that's happening right now in the country. And
mess is an understatement, I think.
Yes, exactly. Dato' Rais is also occasionally known as Bersatu Head of Policy and Strategy. So he might have a lot of views here.
All right, and that's going to be happening after the 8 o'clock news bulletin. Will be a fascinating conversation. Do stay tuned. But in the meantime, on the international front, President Donald Trump of the US has wrapped up a two-day visit to India. And by all accounts, it was quite a spectacle. So the president and his wife, Melania Trump, visited Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his home state of Gujarat, where the two leaders addressed a cheering crowd at a new cricket stadium touted as the biggest in the world. And Trump also praised Modi as an exceptional leader and a great champion of India in front of a crowd of nearly 100,000 people.
Yeah, but not nearly as many as the 10 million that Trump initially thought would come and greet him in India.
Just missing just a few zeros.
A few zeros over there.
More than a few zeros, guys. Yeah. Quite a lot.
So the visit comes at a time when trade tensions have grown between US and India, and Trump's America's First policy drives collide with PM Narendra Modi's protectionist Make India First mantra. Made in India.
I mean, they're so alike. It's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah. So this is an interesting visit. And the question is, though, whether or not it's made any headway in smoothing out trade ties between the US and India. And for some thoughts on this, we have on the line with us Michael Kugelman, Deputy Director of the Asia Program at the Wilson Center. Thank you for joining us, Michael, and good morning. So this was President Trump's first visit to India, and India doesn't seem to have held back on the fanfare. Was the outcome of the visit as substantive or as proportionate to the pageantry?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. Well, indeed, it was his first trip to India as president. He had actually been there, I think, back in 2014 before he was president, and he tweeted all kinds of positive things about it. So, you know, he liked it the first time he went, and this time around, he really seemed to like it as well. In terms of whether there was actual substantive outcomes to this trip, I would argue that the answer was probably no, though that is not a surprise. What everyone had been hoping for in the weeks leading up to this visit was a big trade deal. But it was pretty clear in the weeks and days leading up to the trip that there would not be a trade deal. But that said, there were a number of more modest agreements that came out. Trump and Modi read out a joint statement on Tuesday, and it essentially produced a number of agreements on defense. There is a deal on American naval helicopters that are going to be sent to India. There are also some agreements on a range of issues ranging from energy to cooperation on countering narcotics, as well as cooperation, a new effort to cooperate on cyber crime and cybersecurity. And I think that's an indication of how broad and deep the U.S.-India relationship is. It does go pretty far beyond trade and beyond defense. But certainly, the inability to come to an agreement on a trade deal leading up to this visit, I think, put a damper on Trump's trip, just because, you know, there had been so much hope in getting that type of deal because, as you alluded to before, commercial relations have been a bit of a strain in this relationship. So it would have been a big boost if there had been a trade deal. So now the two sides hope that the negotiations will continue. And at some point in the coming months, before the U.S. presidential election, there will be a deal.
Michael, we know that Trump has the America First policy and India has a Make in India policy. So are these policies at odds here? And who actually holds the upper hand in the trade negotiations?
Well, I'm not sure either side has an upper hand. I mean, both Modi and Trump are known to be very tough negotiators when it comes to trade. And I don't necessarily think that either of them would want their negotiators to yield all that much, to quite frankly. And I think that both leaders have a need to be careful with going too far with a trade deal. In India, you've got an economic slowdown coupled with a significant jobs crisis. And I think it's important for Modi not to sign on to a deal that could be perceived as imperiling jobs for Indians. But likewise, Trump, with his populist conservative, America First strategy, he also has to be careful not to agree to a deal that could be perceived as having dangers for American jobs, particularly with the election coming up so soon. That said, India's Make in India policy is actually not as parochial and as it may sound. Basically, what India is trying to do with this Make in India thing is to actually bring the world's greatest manufacturers to India to co-produce goods with Indian firms in order to strengthen the Indian manufacturing industry. And a big part of that is to try to attract major American defense suppliers and manufacturers. And I think that was discussed in this visit. So it has been a bit difficult just because many American and other Western manufacturing companies are still not all that comfortable about the investment climate in India, given concerns about red tape and corruption and high taxation and all that. So there's a lot of work to be done in that regard.
And Michael, how has President Trump's approach in relations with India differed from past administrations? Has he made any headway in warming ties where previous leaders haven't? And in this case, did he even bring up anything controversial, like the Kashmir, for example?
You know, I would argue that the U.S. policy toward India has remained fairly consistent in the Trump administration compared to recent previous administrations. The focus in this relationship from the U.S. perspective has been to broaden it as much as possible, and particularly on the defense side. That's where you've had the most growth and the most forward movement. There's been a lot of arms sales and defense cooperation, mainly because both sides feel similarly about the challenge posed by China and its rising influence and presence in the Indo-Pacific region. And meanwhile, there's been, this trend of commercial tensions. That's an old thing. That's not new. Certainly, it's gotten worse under Trump, but that certainly is not new. I guess if you want to look for differences, perhaps you could look at how Trump has tried to really emphasize the chemistry, his personal relations with Prime Minister Modi. Now, you heard a lot about chemistry between Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama, and Modi as well. In fact, when the two met, you would often hear media reports describe their relationship as a bromance. They seem to really get along. But those were two very different types of people with two very different types of politics. Whereas with Trump and Modi, certainly they're not soulmates, but they do share a lot in common when it comes to their views on politics. And my sense is that Trump genuinely likes Modi, and I think he's tried to push that, as has Modi, tried to push this personal chemistry issue to try to build more goodwill and trust and make it easier for these two sides to move their relationship forward, including making more headway on the trade front to resolve the dispute so that they can get this trade deal on the books.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Michael. That was Michael Kugelman, Deputy Director of the Asia Program at the Wilson Center, with his thoughts on President Trump's current visit to India, which he has just wrapped up. And we're going to be watching these two countries particularly very closely as well, because there is still progress to be made. It has not been made yet on a trade deal between the two countries. But right now we are about to head into some messages. And then after that, we're speaking with Ibrahim Sufyan, Program Director at the Merdeka Center, and all of the overnight political developments here in Malaysia. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.